Hastings College basketball is on the air.
Now here's a steal. Frankie Peterson with a steal for Hastings. He drives it back the other way against Blackman. Stops, puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Down.
We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Got the semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament for the women as Hastings College gets set to take on the third-ranked team in the country here this afternoon, the Concordia Bulldogs. I'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach, obviously, the GPAC tournament in the semifinals. A great opportunity for you here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously when you're still playing right now, it's a great thing. And I think this is probably kind of how our kids were hoping it would work out and to get another shot at Concordia and both games we've played against them have been really close and kind of down to the wire. So it's going to be, it's been a game that we've been looking forward to for a long time and it'll be an exciting game just like they always are.
I think a win any from here on out is going to help us on the national scene and in the seeding when we get to that here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you wonder and kind of think that you've done enough work to get in, sitting at number 12 in the country. But, now it's kind of building your resume and trying to make a case for being seated as high as you possibly can. And obviously the ultimate goal for us here is to try to win a conference championship. Anytime you can win a GPAC conference, whether it's a regular season or in the conference tournament, it's a big deal. We have a great conference. It's the best in the country. And so, that's where our sights are set right now.
We've got a proud program here at Hastings, but it's been a while since we've been able to nab one of these.
Yeah, the conference tournament has been extremely competitive, obviously, over the last few years with Northwestern having won a couple national championships and winning a couple of conference tournaments. And Morningside, obviously, is really, really good and has been over the past couple of years. And they're just not easy to win. I mean, if you look back at the history of our program and the years that we won national championships, we never won both the conference regular season and the conference GPAC tournament. That's just goes to show just how difficult it really is to win one of them, let alone both of them.
0-2 against the Concordia this year. How do we turn the tide today?
Well, it comes back to possessions, and you really have to focus on winning possessions against these guys. We've had them down both games that we've played them, and down the stretch, they've tended to win more possessions than we have, and actually than most of the other teams they've played all year long. They've kind of been down several times, and they're able to work their way back into the game and take the lead. You just have to focus on possessions. You can't look at the scoreboard and say, okay, we're up 7 or we're up 9. You just focus on that possession that you're in at that time and try to win that one and then move on to the next one.
Went over Doan in the quarterfinals of the tournament the other night. It was a close ball game for the first half. You guys kind of came along in the second half. Talk about the change there in the second half.
Well, they started a little bit different than they have all season. They went with three post players and really tried to pound it in the paint. We knew that they would pound it in the paint, but they went ahead and played all three post players at the same time. So we had a little bit of a mismatch problem, and we were letting them catch a little too easily in the paint. And obviously, when they're shooting layups, two footers, they're gonna get off to a great start. And 5 to 10 minutes into the first half, I thought we made some really good adjustments, and I think there was a little bit of excitement too. I thought we were maybe a little bit anxious and took some shots a little bit too early in the clock early on in the game, and then settled in and our offense worked a lot better later on, and obviously defensively we made some adjustments. I think with 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the game, Doan had 38 points. So, I thought defensively we did a really nice job after those first 5 minutes.
Offensively, Jamie Van Kirk with 33, Michaela Berry with 20 in the ball game. That duel there is starting to be pretty tough down the stretch here.
Yeah, they were both shooting the ball really well, and Jamie can score in so many different ways. She was shooting. She started off the game and hit a couple big threes, and then got to the rim and hit a couple mid-range shots. And when she's hitting on all of those shots, she's difficult to stop. And Michaela has really shown some confidence in her ability to score and in her shot lately. And, you know, she wants the ball and she wants it in moments when we need a shot. So those two together have been difficult to guard over the last couple of weeks. And then you sprinkle in some of the other players that have really been contributing offensively and different kids on different nights. And that's exactly what we need.
I will come back and talk about Concordia as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College head women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. Our Broncos on the road today, semifinals of the GPAC tournament in Seward, taking on the third-ranked team in the country in Concordia. You probably haven't got a lot of sleep in the past couple of days worrying about Bailey Morris and the game planning against her. She has really torched us the two ball games so far this year.
Yeah, you know, Bailey's a great player, and what makes her difficult is to guard is she has, you know, she can shoot a three behind a ball screen. She can hurt you in the paint off the ball screen. She, you know, can hit a mid-range jumper, and she's really good in transition. So she's become a very complete player, and because of that, you've got to adjust some things. And you know, over the last couple of games, I thought, you know, there were periods of time where we did a pretty decent job of containing, and then you know, chunks of minutes where we didn't. And so, you know, today we'll have to make some adjustments and make sure that we do a better job of guarding really all of their players in the paint. If you look at the last 10 minutes of the second game we played them just back in January, you know, in those last 10 minutes they shot in the second half, 84%, but several, you know, almost close to 85% of those shots were layups. So we've really got to do a better job today of protecting the paint.
We've got some other people that can hurt us. The Pints girl, the Mueller girl, we've got to deal with them. They've both been in double figures as well.
Yeah, they're both very unique players, have great length, great ability to get to the rim. And then 34 Mueller, she is capable of hitting threes, and she'll let them go in transition opportunities and in the half court. She'll shoot behind a ball screen. So she's really got post player size and is more of a guard or a forward. So it's created a little bit of mismatch issues for us, but you know, and again, that's my job, to come up with a game plan to try to slow some of those kids down. So we've been working hard at that the last couple of days, and I think our kids feel really confident in it.
Jamie Van Kirk has scored 33 points in the two ball games against the Concordia so far this year. What have they done to kind of slow her down in this series?
You know, I think the first one, you know, Jamie got some good shots. She wasn't making shots at that point. And you know, last game I thought she did a really nice job of taking her opportunities. They've obviously sent a lot of double teams at her, a lot of early help on drives, and just made everything that she's gotten pretty difficult. Made her catches difficult. So we need to do a good job of getting her opportunities in the right spots at the right time. And you know, Jamie is a very smart IQ kid, and you know, she's able to make the right decisions when we do put her in those situations.
It's a team, again, that really relies on their defense to maybe propel their offense. They forced 28 turnovers per ball game. We've had 18 and 17 in the two ball games so far this year. But what about the turnovers? This is something that they really thrive on.
Yeah, you know, their press is obviously something that they've really used to create a full court game and to be able to score in transition. We haven't seen that much from them the last couple of games. We obviously run the same press, so it's kind of two teams trying to do the same thing to each other. We're a little bit more familiar with it. Our turnovers last game especially came in the half court, and some of them were unforced. And, that's something that we've talked a lot about this game for today is making sure that we really focus on ball security. And again, that's valuing those possessions and making sure that we win those possessions. We got to get good shots. And when we turn it over in the half court, it creates opportunities for them to play in transition. So we need to try to eliminate the turnovers.
Do we have to play our best game of the year today to beat Concordia?
I think we've been playing well for the last month, it's one of those games that it just depends. You know, it depends on how the other team plays. It depends on a lot of circumstances. But our goal today is to be better than we were on Saturday, on Wednesday. So our focus is just to continue to keep getting better and better. I thought the last time we played here was one of our better games throughout the course of the season, and we're going to have to play great today. Yeah, I don't know if are we going to have to play the best game we've played all season. I don't know, but we definitely will have to play great. We'll have to give a lot of effort defensively. We'll have to really make sure that we execute the game plan that we've put in place to be able to slow these guys down.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, signing lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Concordia today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Seward, Nebraska. We've got the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament here this afternoon as the 12th-ranked Hastings College Broncos get set to take on the 3rd-ranked Concordia Bulldogs. Winner moves on to the championship game next Tuesday against either Morningside or Briarcliff. Before we get started here today, some late-breaking news. Bailey Moore is the all-time leading scorer for Concordia. Women's basketball will not play today. She has been suspended for violation of team rules. So Bailey Morris, who has scored 31 and 28 points in the two ball games that Hastings has played with Concordia this season, will not play today. That is a huge loss for the Bulldogs. Morris has been averaging 18.7 points per ball game, third in the conference. Also dishing out 4.8 assists per game. That's number one in the conference. Also leads the conference in steals at 4.2 steals. She will not play. She is on the bench today for Concordia. Hastings and Concordia played twice so far this season. Concordia winning both games, 68-65 and 82-75. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations in the city of Hastings. Tracy Pice will get a start for Concordia. Mary Janovich, also Kelsey Heiser, Shelby Quinn for the suspended Bailey Morris today, and Becky Mueller getting a start for Concordia. The starters for Hastings, Chelsea Morton, Abby Jackson, Holly Samuelson, Jamie Van Kirk, and Sierra Williamson. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 28-15 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 points bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here this afternoon, dressed in their crimson and black uniforms. Concordia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms with their gray and blue trim here this afternoon. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos moving to the offensive zone for the first time here today. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Chelsea Morton. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out to Jackson. Abby Jackson moves right to left across the top of the key. Over to Morton on the right wing. Her shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Kelsey Heiser has got the ball for Concordia. She runs her back the other way. Remember, Morris was kind of the playmaker, the quarterback of the basketball team, so to speak. And she is not in the lineup. So we'll see what Concordia does here offensively against the Hastings College defense, and has played very well in the past month or so. Concordia working with the ball. They feed it inside. That's going to be Tracy Pites with the ball down here on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Tracy Pites scoring there, and Concordia grabs the early 2-0 lead over Hastings. We're about a minute into the ball game. Concordia will attack here in backcourt. Remember, Concordia is a team that really thrives on their turnovers. They force 28 turnovers per ball game. Hastings gets it across the 10-second line. They're in the offensive zone. Holly Sandelson has got the ball and comes over to high right side. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson takes off, takes it to the free throw line. Now gives it away to Van Kirk. She takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scoring for Hastings to tie up the ball game at 2 points apiece. 18-32 to play here in the first half. From Seward here this afternoon, Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Here's Becky Mueller with the ball. They send it down in the deep right corner to Janovich. Her three-pointer is up there. It's no good. Rebounded here on the weak side. Down here in the corner by Becky Mueller. She drives the ball in the lane. A shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Williamson. Sierra Williamson gets the block. That's her 31st block of the year for Sierra Williamson. She is number 4 in the conference in block shots. She gets her hands on an early one here. Concordia will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out here to a Tracy Pines, dribbles the ball in the lane, throws it down in the corner. There's Shelby Quinn, her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Tracy Pines. Now the ball is going to be stripped away on the far sideline. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. So Jamie Van Kirk gets the ball down to Abby Jackson. Chelsea Morton here in backcourt gets it across the 10-second line to Sierra Williamson. Hastings 2 and Concordia 2. Semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament here this afternoon. Abby Jackson with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to Samuelson. Free throw line extended left side behind a screen from Williamson. Bounce pass goes down to Williamson. Cross-court pass to be tipped and is picked up here by Jackson. Abby Jackson now with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They throw it up on the shot clock. It's no good. A shot clock violation. That shot did not draw iron, so a shot clock violation on Hastings College. That's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. 17-34 to play. They're in the first half. Hastings 2 and Concordia 2. Here comes Concordia back with the basketball as they get into the forecourt here. Pites has got the ball. Pites moves it over on the right side. That's going to be Heiser with the ball. Heiser now to Shelby Quinn. On the right side of the lane, Tracy Pites driving the ball against Morton. Comes back out on top with the basketball out there. It's going to be Kelsey Heiser. Comes across the top to Mueller. Drives it against Williamson. A shot blocked out of bounds again. The second block of the ball game now for Sierra Williamson. Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game. They just lob the ball in the lane. Mueller has got it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson with the ball down the right sideline to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson comes back out to Chelsea Morton. Morton out here in three-point territory. Now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk holds onto the ball. Moves it to the left on her dribble. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. Now to Morton. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Battle four, and it's going to be brought down again by Morton. Now to Williamson at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Tika Thompson. Tika Thompson comes into the ball game for Hastings. Thompson, a 5'7" junior out of Columbia Heights, Minnesota. Coming to the bench for Hastings will be Morton. They're still tied up at 2 points apiece early in this basketball game. Concordia's got the ball as they move it over here on the wing on the left side to Shelby Quinn. She drives it against Jackson underneath the basket. Still can't put up a shot. Comes back out on top. Top of the key jumper is going to be no good by Mueller. The ball goes up over the glass and actually hits the support arm up above the basket. It's out of play. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Here's Tika Thompson driving the ball to the rack, and she's going to be fouled into play. Tika takes it to the hole, and she's fouled into play by Tracy Pites. That's going to be her first. We've got a high school basketball score to pass along to you. The Hastings High boys out on top of Holdridge after three quarters. Hastings 39, Holdridge 20. The winner will play Adams Central on Monday night in the semifinals of the B5 district tournament. Hastings with a lead 39-20 over Holdridge after three quarters. Tika Thompson goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good by Tika. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. Hastings has the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. So the Broncos have their first lead of the ball game now at 4-2. 16-13 to play here in the first half from Seward this afternoon. Hastings swept the series with Concordia 2 years ago, and Concordia turns the tide here this year, winning 68-65 and 82-75 in our two ball games. There's Shelby Quinn driving down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, and Quinn was the last to touch it before it went over the end line. So Hastings will play things in. It's going to be a turnover on Concordia. Hastings has one turnover. Concordia has one turnover here in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Here comes Samuelson winding her way back up the floor for Hastings. Thompson calls for the ball. She's got it now on the left side of the lane. Tika Thompson dribbling with it here for Hastings College. Now the ball is knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called on Pites. That's going to be the second personal foul on Tracy Pites. Team foul number two on Concordia. In the ball game now will be Jerrica Pearson for Concordia. And also coming in will be Brenley Dom. Checking in for Hastings is going to be Rachel Jeldon. 15:48 to play here in the first half. Hastings College out on top of Concordia by the score of 4-2. The winner gets either Morningside or Briarcliff in the championship ball game next Tuesday. Here's Antika Thompson with the ball, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pearson. Pearson has got the ball now for Concordia. She comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Shelby Quinn with the ball. They move it down to the deep left corner. Heiser for three. Shot good. Kelsey Heiser knocks down a three ball, and Concordia's got the lead over Hastings now by a score of 5-4. Concordia hitting 30% of their three-pointers so far this season. That is seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but Heiser knocks one down from the deep left corner. Concordia's now got a one-point lead over Hastings. 5-4 is the score. There's Van Kirk. Bounce pass down low to Jeldon. His shot just rims off. No good. Rebound Jeldon. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouled in the play. So Rachel Jeldon getting a couple of offensive boards there. Now she'll go to the free throw line, and she's fouled in a play here by Pearson. That's going to be her first personal foul. Jerrica Pearson picks up her first. That's going to see Rachel Jeldon in the free throw line. She's a 63% foul shooter in the season. And her shot's off of the right side, no good. Hastings is a team number four in the conference in three-point percentage at 71%. Jeldon will have another one. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits 1 out of 2, and the Broncos have time to score here at 5 points apiece. Just by the five-minute mark here. 14:55 to play in the first half from Seward this afternoon. Semifinals of the GPAC tournament today, and now they throw the ball away. Kelsey Heiser throws the ball away, trying to take it to the wing, and she threw it wide of the target. It goes out of bounds. Second turnover in Concordia. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Tika Thompson has got the ball. Now to Samuelson. Back to Thompson. Winding away up the floor. Drives it down the lane. Dumps it off to Jeldon. Back out to Thompson in the short right baseline. She drives. Reverse layup is up there and in. Tika Thompson gets the field goal, and Hastings has the lead. 7-5 is the score. The Broncos leading by 2. Here comes Shelby Quinn with the ball now for Concordia to the right sideline. Brenley Dom has got it now. Dom gets it over here to a Kelsey Heiser. Back to the right side. A shot by Dom from 3. No good. Rebound Quinn. Shelby Quinn has got the ball, gets it to a Becky Mueller. Mueller out here in three-point territory. To Heiser, drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Maybe Van Kirk has got the ball for Hastings. Right-handed dribble, waist high. She brings it across the 10-second line. Down to Tika Thompson from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. That's Becky Mueller with a rebound. Mueller averaging 3.4 rebounds per game. She gets one here early in this ball game against Hastings. Shelby Quinn has got it now. Out to Mueller. Shot for three is up there. Top of the right side. No good. Rebound Samuelson. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Thompson. Tika Thompson has got the ball now for Hastings College. 7-5 is the score. Broncos have the lead with 13:35 to play here in the first half. Tika Thompson now to Abby Jackson. Brings it back to Thompson on the right sideline. Concordia's in a man-to-man defense. Has been very, very good this year. They're giving up only 62 points per ball game this season. That's number 2 in the conference. Thompson drives the ball. The holder shot is up and in.
Tika Thompson off to a good start. She's got 6 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. Hastings out on top now by a score of 9-5. There's Becky Mueller with the ball. Mueller over to Shelby Quinn. Free throw line extended right side. Out here, Brenley Dom. Dom looking to penetrate. She stops at the elbow. Gets it over to Shelby Quinn on the right baseline. And now we got a foul called. A foul is going to go inside. It's going to go on Jeldon. That's going to be her first personal foul on Jeldon and the first team foul on the Broncos there in the ball game. Here comes Michaela Berry into the ball game now for Hastings. Samuelson will check out. Bites coming back into the ball game for Concordia. Here comes Mary Janovich back in there for the Bulldogs. And also Jenna Lehman also coming into the ball game now for Concordia. 9-5 is the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Concordia will inbound the ball. They come out here into 3-point territory. That's a Devin Edwards with the ball now. Edwards into the ball game has got it on the high right side. Edwards puts it on the floor, dribbles here to the top of the key, sends it over here to Gautier. Now down low, his shot is up there, no good by Lehman, and she's fouling the play. A foul here is going to go on the Broncos, and that's going to send Jenna Lehman to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called on Rachel Jeldon. That's going to be your second personal foul, the second teamer on Hastings. Lehman to the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. Lehman's just a 43% foul shooter in the season, but she gans her first one here. First point of the ball game, 9-6 is the score now. Hastings out on top by 3. Lehman's next shot is up there, is good. 9-7 the score. Now with 12 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half from Seward today. Here's Sierra Williamson back into the ball game, hands the ball back here to Michaela Berry. Berry bounce pass goes to Thompson at the elbow, left side of the lane. Tika scores around to the basket, now drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's loose in the baseline. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. Now a jump ball is going to be called by the other official, and they give the ball to Concordia. So a jump ball is called down there right underneath the Hastings basket. On the alternating jump, it'll be Concordia coming back the other direction. 9-7 is the score. We're early in the ball game. Hastings out on top of the third-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Concordia has lost only twice this year, both to number one-ranked Morningside. Hastings with a lead here. There's Edwards for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson down to Tika Thompson. Long pass ahead. Van Kirk goes in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is tapped to the corner. The scramble is on. It's loose, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Concordia. Last touch by the Dogs. It'll be Hastings playing things in the far sideline. Bronco basketball here today on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a Jamie Van Kirk with the ball, gets away, and a foul is going to be called out here. It's going to go on Edwards. Devin Edwards picks up the personal foul. She's a sophomore out of a Lincoln Northeast High School playing Concordia. Team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs here in the first half. Hastings will play things in. Van Kirk has got it. Jamie Van Kirk out to Tika Thompson for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. Tika Thompson hits a 3-ball. She's got 9 points in the ball game here for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 12-7. 11:37 to play here in the first half. Concordia's got the ball. There's a Tracy Pines, moves it to the left side of the lane. Over here to a Jenna Lehman. Comes out to between the circles. Now to Devin Edwards. Grinds it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she fouled in the play. Devin Edwards forces her way to the basket, and she is fouled in the play here by Michaela Berry of Hastings. Berry picks up her first, third team foul in the Broncos. Devin Edwards will go to the free throw line. She's an 83% foul shooter in the season. She's 5-6. Edwards has appeared in a lot of games this year, but has not played a whole lot of minutes for the Bulldogs. Into the ball game now is going to be a Becky Mueller. Also, Jerrica Pearson comes into the ball game. For head coach Drew Olson. It's going to be Devin Edwards in the free throw line here for Concordia to try and convert on the three-point play. Her shot is up there and in. So a three-point play by Devin Edwards, and now it's a 12-10 ball game. Hastings College is out on top here in this one. Broncos will come back with the ball. Michaela Berry, now to Tika Thompson. Down the right sideline for the Broncos. Out to Berry in 3 points there. It's way directing traffic. Concordia stays with her man-to-man. Michaela Berry dribbling with it out here. Goes over to Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Van Kirk dribbles into the free throw line. Puts up a shot down. That one is down through the hole. Jamie Van Kirk scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Hastings out on top now by a score of 14-10 here in this ball game. There's a Gautier with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Janovich. Janovich now to Mueller. Left wing to Gaudier. Moves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Pearson trying to drive it. And the ball's knocked out of her hands, but a foul's going to be called. A foul here will go on Van Kirk, or rather on Tika Thompson. Tika picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. It's going to be Concordia playing things in now. Baseline right side. Right, they're going to say there's going to be a shooting foul going to the free throw line here for Concordia. It's going to be Pearson. Jerrica Pearson to the free throw line, a 65% foul shooter on the season, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Pearson will get one more. And Concordia is 70% from the line so far this season, sixth in the conference, 42% from the field. That is fourth in the conference, and they're 30% from three-point territory. That's seventh in the conference. 14-11 the score. Concordia is out on top. Rather, Hastings is out on top of Concordia here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim, dances around, and finally goes down through the hole. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Quinn. She checks back in. Jade Gaudier will go to the bench. 14-12 now. Ball is swatted back out of bounds here as Hastings are trying to inbound the ball here in backcourt. Holly Hild is into the ball game now for Hastings College. Hild is a 5'8" freshman out of Omaha. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 14-12. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball to Holly Hild. Wrenches the ball across the 10-second line down the lane to Sierra Williamson. Her shot no good. Williamson rebound. Foul shot no good. Rebound Pearson. She's knocked down and the foul is called. Holly Hild gets hit with a personal foul. So Sierra Williamson missing a couple of shots at point-blank range there for Hastings College. And now Concordia has a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. 14-12 is the score. Hastings had as much as a 5-point lead already in this ball game, but that's been erased here. Concordia coming back with a chance to pull ahead with a 3-point goal in this possession. Here's Heiser with the ball, wheels in the lane, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Kelsey Heiser scoring for Concordia. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Bulldogs have come back to tie the score at 14 points apiece. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive zone. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Jackson out here in 3 points here. Troy drives it. Now she's cut off. Jackson retreats, sends it over to Michaela Berry on the far sideline. Dribbles down the baseline, puts it up there right-handed. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Pearson. Pearson with a rebound down to Shelby Quinn. Hastings not shooting the ball very well here as of late. Here's a Becky Mueller with the ball on the wing. Mueller comes out here in the 3 points here. It's way to Heiser. Lobs the ball back inside to Mueller. Shot is up there and in. Becky Mueller scores for Concordia. The Bulldogs have the lead. 16-14 is the score. Here's the first turnover in backcourt. It's going to be tipped to Pearson. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Hastings turns over for the first time here in the backcourt. Finally, a personal foul called on Jackson. But now we're going to have some free throws coming up here from Jerrica Pearson. Hastings has handled the pressure pretty well up until that possession right there. They have their first turnover in backcourt. Jackson commits a personal foul. Pearson to the free throw line. Her shot's up there and in. She's now 3 out of 3 from the line so far today. She'll get one more. Here comes Lehman into the ball game now for Concordia. Going out will be Mueller. So now it's a 17-14 ball game. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Concordia with the biggest lead of the ball game at 18-14. And now we got a timeout. Hastings. Broncos call the timeout. We'll take a break with 9:28 to play here in the first half. It is Concordia 18, Hastings College 14.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Inside of the bracket, Midland and Morningside, they're tied up at 65 points apiece in their basketball game. About 8 minutes to play in that ball game today. It is an 18-14 ball game here. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College. The Broncos coming back with the basketball. This is going to be Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson here at the top of the key sends it over here on the right side. That's Michaela Berry. Hastings had a 5-point lead a little while ago, but now it's a Concordia out on top by 4, 18-14. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Van Kirk for 3. It's going to be an air ball. That possession not very good coming out of the Hastings timeout. Now the fans are into the ball game here. Good crowd on hand this afternoon here in the Seward. Hastings and Concordia playing for the third time this season. Concordia has beaten Hastings twice already this year. The winner moves on to the championship ball game on the Tuesday night. And here's Shelby Quinn losing control of the ball out of bounds. Right in front of the Hastings bench, Shelby Quinn loses the ball out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Concordia in the ball game. Now Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. This is Holly Hill. She'll get things in to Michaela Berry. Berry double-teamed at backcourt. A pass here to Holly Hill. She gets away. Holly Hill drives it. Her shot is up there, and she banks one home. Holly Hill banks one home in the lane there, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points, 18-16. Here's a Shelby Quinn with the ball around the screen. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of it. Picks it up on the baseline. She works here against Michaela Berry. The Heiser entry pass is going to be intercepted. And then stepping out of bounds was Samuelson. Samuelson got the interception, but then she steps out of bounds right underneath the basket. The two teams are trading a couple of turnovers there. And it'll be Concordia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in this first half, Hastings trailing Concordia by the score of 18-16. Lob pass to Janovich in the lane. Janovich gets it away to Pearson. She drives it. Her shot no good. Rebound to Lehman. Lehman down in the corner to Janovich. Her shot for three. No good. Rebound Berry. Michaela Berry running back the other way for Hastings. Loses control of the ball, but Berry picks her back up. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline. There's Samuelson. Samuelson down to Michaela Berry. She puts it on the floor, dribbles to her right. Now behind a screen from Williamson. Drives it down the left side of the lane, tries to shovel the ball away to Williamson. And it's going to be intercepted by Quinn. Quinn runs her back the other way for Concordia. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot over Samuelson. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up by Berry. Michaela Berry for Hastings College. Gets it away to Samuelson. She works here in backcourt. Now she stops. Gets it to Michaela Berry across the 10-second line. The ball poked away, and Pearson gets hit with a personal foul. Second foul on Jerrica Pearson of Concordia. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs. And now we got to 5 players in, 5 players out for head coach Drew Olson. A line change here at the 7:32 mark of the first half. Hastings is trailing the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 18-16. Non-shooting situation, the Broncos will play things in. They lob it out here to Van Kirk. Down to Berry, 4-3 from the right side. Her shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Samuelson. She saves it from going out of bounds to Berry. Berry then tries to save it, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. They play with it on the far sideline, but they lose the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's at 604 South Burlington. Driving the ball to the rack is going to be Gattier. It's going to be blocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by Mueller, and she's fouling the play. The foul is going to go on Williamson. Bronco's got the first block, but it was Becky Mueller on the rebound. She is fouling the play, and she'll go to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. 72% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good by Becky Mueller. 19-16 the score. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings. Becky Mueller will have one more shot. That is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. So Holly Samuelson has got the ball. Now to Tika Thompson to the far sideline. Tika steps it across the midcourt stripe here. Now to Michaela Berry. Hastings will work with it now with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Tika Thompson in the half court at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Over here to Michaela Berry on the right wing. Bounce pass goes to Williamson. The ball is mishandled and is picked up here by Concordia. Becky Mueller has got it for the Bulldogs as she comes back the other way. Long-range jumper by Gattier. Her shot from three is no good. Rebound comes down to Tika Thompson for Hastings. Tika down the right sideline, pulls up on the wing. Pass out to Berry. Fakes the three, dribbles inside. Foul is going to be called here on Edwards. Devin Edwards picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 6. On the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. Still a non-shooting situation. Next foul will send Hastings to the free throw line for the bonus. So the Broncos will play things in. Van Kirk with the ball out here in three-point territory. The Tika Thompson sends it down in the corner. Berry for three. Her shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound is loose and it's taken down here by Tracy Pites. Pites gets the ball away to Dom as she comes into the forecourt deep in the left corner. Where the ball now is going to be Janovich. Janovich now to Gattier. Back out to Pites. Here's Gattier. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. 19-16 is the score. Hastings College with a three-point lead. Van Kirk on the wing on the left side. Out to Berry. Your shot for three is up there. Good. Michaela Berry nails a three-pointer. She is third in the conference in the number of three-pointers she has made so far this year. And Hastings comes back to tie things up at 19 points apiece on the three-pointer by Berry. There's a three at the other end from the corner. It's going to be no good by Becky Mueller. And the rebound comes down to Thompson again for Hastings. Tika Thompson out to Van Kirk. Dribbles into the free throw line. Puts up a shot. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose underneath the basket. It's picked up by Dom. And now we've got a timeout called here from Concordia. The Bulldogs call the timeout. 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 19, Concordia 19.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead in men's basketball this afternoon in the semifinals over Midland, 70-69. They've got about 5 minutes to play in that ball game. Daylon Voss has got 23 points for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. We'll get you the scoreboard update coming up at halftime here this afternoon. 19-19 is the score. Hastings and Concordia were tied up here in the first half. With 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play until halftime. Tracy Pints with the ball out here in three-point territory as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man. Shelby Quinn down to the baseline, down to Mueller. Shot from 10, no good. Rebound Williamson. Williamson gets the ball away now to Michaela Berry. She runs her back the other way, all the way down the lane to the basket. She goes, her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Tracy Pints. Pints gets the ball away to Becky Mueller. Her passing will be intercepted. Intercepted here by Holly Samuelson. That's the fifth turnover now on Concordia here in the basketball game. Samuelson has got the ball. Gets it here, high right side. That's Michaela Berry with it now. Berry behind a Williamson screen. They get it back to Sierra in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back out on top by a score of 21-19. 4.5 minutes to play. Down in the corner, Heiser for three. Shot is up there, no good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. The officials looking to give the ball to the Broncos. Hastings will play things in. Chelsea Morton into the ball game now for Hastings. Hastings will play things in at the 4:21 mark of this first half. The Broncos had a 5-point lead back there at 12-7. Concordia got the lead, and now the Broncos have reclaimed the lead here. There's Holly Samuelson. She drives it. Her pass down in the corner is going to be deflected out of bounds. Samuelson probably should have taken that one right to the rack, but at the last second, dishes off, trying to get it to Michaela Berry, who was sliding in from the left corner, and it was deflected out of bounds. So Hastings still playing things in, still with 23 seconds left in the shot clock. They got to try to come out here to Berry, but that one is deflected out of bounds by Kelsey Heiser. Concordia is the conference's leading scoring team, the best scoring team offensively, averaging 85.3 points per ball game. They're number two in the conference in defensive scoring average, giving up only 62 points per ball game. Hastings with 21 on the board here in the first 16 minutes of play here. Tika Thompson spins one way, then the other. It's not going to be blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And now they're going to give the ball to Concordia. The other official comes in here, and they give the ball to the Bulldogs. So Concordia will play things in with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Down the right side of the floor is going to be Tracy Pints. She angles toward the basket. It bounces off of Morton and puts up a shot off the window and scores. Tracy Pines now with 4 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Michaela Berry. Drives it out to Thompson. A long three. Her shot good. Tika Thompson has bailed, had another three-pointer. She's got 12 points here in the first half of play. Her season high was a 22 that she put up against Doan. Now we got a foul that's going to be called here on Samuelson. Happens right in front of us, and Holly questions that call. Holly Samuelson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Becky Mueller. Mueller is 72% foul shooter in the season. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. There's a shot. It is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Jamovich. She comes in. Also, Jerrica Pearson comes back into the ball game. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. 12th-ranked Hastings leading 3rd-ranked Concordia 24-22. Next shot is up there. It is good by Mueller. Now 24-23. Hastings still with a one-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Tika Thompson down the left sideline to Abby Jackson, who's back into the ball game. Out to Thompson. She puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right side of the lane. Hands it away to Michaela Berry over here on the wing. Berry takes it to the top of the key. Gets it to Chelsea Morton. Out to Tika, 4-3. Shot is up there. She hits another one. Tika Thompson is on fire here in the first half. 15 points in the ball game for Thompson. Hastings back out on top by 4 points. 27-23 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Here's a Heiser with the ball. Heiser moves it over here to a Mueller. Spins at the elbow. Gives it out here to Quinn. Dribble penetration. Back down in the corner. That's going to be a Becky Mueller with the ball as he powers her way to the goal. And we got a foul called. A personal foul here is going to be called on Thompson. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line is going to be Becky Mueller again for Concordia. Mueller's got 5 points in the basketball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 4 out of 5 from the line today. And Thompson comes out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Van Kirk. 27-24 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good by Mueller. And the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Jade Gauthier. It's a 2-point ball game at 27-25. Davey Van Kirk with the ball for Hastings. She'll inbound the ball now to Chelsea Morton. Morton here in backcourt races the ball across the 10-second line. Morton gets it in the hands of Michaela Berry. Berry bounce pass over here on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk at the top of the key. Has it tipped into the backcourt. She goes back there to retrieve it. Van Kirk brings it back into the forecourt. Jamie dribbling to the ball. 8 seconds, 7 seconds on the shot clock. There's Michaela Berry. She launches up a long three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Kelsey Heiser. Heiser down the right sideline to get it to Janovich. She drives it. Now she retreats back down in the corner on the right side. There's Quinn with the ball. Spins at the elbow. Drives it against Michaela Berry. And a traveling violation here. Shelby Quinn is hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be 6 turnovers now on Concordia in the ball game. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings out on top of third-ranked Concordia this afternoon, 27-25. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is going to be Berry with it now. Brings it across the 10-second line. A pass to Samuelson, tipped away by Quinn, picked up by Jackson. Now over to Holly Samuelson on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Morton. Out on the right wing, Jackson for three. That one rims off, no good. Bound for the rebound, brought down by Shelby Quinn. Quinn has got the ball for Concordia. Into the forecourt now to Kelsey Heiser. Heiser sends it deep in a corner. On the left side to Mary Janovich. Back out to the top of the key. Gauthier has got the ball now. Jade Gauthier around the screen from Pearson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball out of bounds. A turnover on the Bulldogs. That's going to be 7 turnovers now on Concordia. A minute and 29 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 27-25. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Michaela Berry, long pass ahead to Abby Jackson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Abby Jackson gets her first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos are out on top now. On a score of 29-25 with a 1:16 left here in this first half of play from Seward this afternoon. Shelby Quinn with the ball picked up there by Jackson out here in 3-point territory. Kelsey Heiser has got it. Heiser drives the ball against Van Kirk, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be your first. And that's going to send Heiser to the free throw line now for Concordia. She's a 67% foul shooter in the season. She's 29 out of 43. She got 5 points so far today on a 3 and a 2, and now she adds a free throw to her total here. Hastings out on top of Concordia now by a score of 29-26. Kelsey Heiser will have one more. Shot is up there, and his shot is good. If you're just joining us, Concordia playing without their all-time leading scorer in the lineup today, Bailey Morris, the Sandy Creek product. She has been suspended for the ball game today and will not play. There's a foul here on the near sideline. It's going to go. Nope, it's just going to be a ball that was tipped out of bounds, and Berry will play things in. So no foul. Hastings will get it into a Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk drives the ball to the elbow, stops there. They got her covered up. Down to Jackson, 200 pass over to Berry for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball comes to the corner. It's grabbed here by Pearson. Jerica Pearson gets the ball now to Quinn. Quinn into the forecourt for Concordia. Out here in three-point territory, that's Dom with the ball now. Or check that. That's Shane Jade Gautier. Gautier now to Janovich. Free throw line extended right side. Janovich moves it down in the corner to Kelsey Heiser. Back out into three-point territory to Gautier. She brings it to the near side now behind a screen from Pearson. Loses control of the ball. Gautier with 3 seconds. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there. A turnover on Concordia. Van Kirk gets the ball ahead to Jackson. Jackson out here to Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down here to Gautier. A shot at the buzzer is going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Hastings and Concordia locked up in a battle here this afternoon. Semifinals of the GPAC tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with the lead. It's the Broncos 29, Concordia 27. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with the lead here over Concordia. The score is 29-27 at the break. Our halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as well. Pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos have the lead here over the third-ranked team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 29-27. Hastings got out to a five-point lead in the first half at 12-7. That was with about 11 and a half minutes to play in this first half. But then Concordia comes back to tie the score up at 14 points apiece. Concordia had the lead at 16-14, then 18-14. We're tied up at 19 points apiece before Hastings again went out on top. 21-19, tied up at 21. Hastings going ahead 27-23, 29-25, and right now it's 29-27. Hastings with the lead over Concordia. The score has been tied five times here in the first half of play, and we've had five lead changes, and the Broncos have the lead here at the break by two, 29-27. Shooting numbers in the ball game today. Hastings hitting only 35% of their field goals so far. They're 11 out of 31 for the field for 35%. Hastings 4 out of 12 on three-pointers for 33%. And they're 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Concordia, they're not even shooting that. They're only 23% from the field. They are 6 out of 26 here in the first half for the Bulldogs. They're 1 out of 11 from three-point range for 9%. And the Bulldogs are currently 14 out of 15 from the free throw line for 93%. The rebounds right now, Concordia's got 22. Hastings has got 19. The Broncos have four offensive rebounds, and they have five offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. Concordia's got 7 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. Turnovers. Concordia's got 7 so far in the ball game. Hastings College has got 6 turnovers. Concordia's got 2 block shots and 3 steals. Hastings has got 4 block shots and 3 steals. But again, neither team shooting the ball real well here in the first half. Hastings at 35%, Concordia at 23%. And Hastings has got the lead over Concordia at halftime by a score of 29-27. Scoring in the first half, Tika Thompson leading the way so far for the Broncos. Thompson has got 15 points in the ball game. She's knocked down 3 3-pointers in the first half. So Tika Thompson leading the way for Hastings here at the break with 15. The other scores for Hastings, Michaela Berry has got 3. Abby Jackson has got 2. Holly Hild has got 2. Jamie Van Kirk has been held to just 4 points here in the first half. Rachel Jeldon has got 1, and Sierra Williamson has got 2 points. Concordia, they're being led so far by Becky Mueller and Kelsey Heiser. They each have 7 here in the first half. Jerrica Pearson has got 4. Jenna Lehman has got 2 points. You got Tracy Pites with 4 points, and you've got to Devin Edwards with 3 for the Bulldogs here at halftime. 12th-ranked Hastings with a lead over the Concordia Bulldogs here at halftime by a score of 29-27. Tyson Evronik will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hevronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES, halftime of the Hastings College basketball broadcast. Joining us here on the program, we are pleased to be joined by Coach Mike Shadwinkle. He is the head coach of the Hastings College wrestling program. Coach, pleasure to bring you back on the show.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Good to hear from you guys.
Again, the Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you in part by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. We caught up with Coach Shadwinkle before the, in the first week of the wrestling season here earlier on the Hastings College Spotlight. And now as we've rolled along through, it's time to preview and review some Hastings College wrestling performances. In particular, let's focus on 3 of your wrestlers, Coach, that are going to be representing the college at Nationals. Talk about these 3 kids.
Yeah, we qualified 3 guys, and the first one is Alec Chantepetet, and he was 4th in the regional tournament, which gave him an automatic bid to the national tournament, so he got a free automatic qualification. And then the other two, we had to work at it a little bit. One was Trey Trujillo. Trey is a freshman at 133 pounds, and Trey got a wild card after placing 5th. And then the other one was senior, Connor Blanco, at 149, who also got a wild card by placing 5th.
And so as we kind of review about these I guess maybe the sport of wrestling, time to take an in-depth look about it. Talk about how it all works as you play up and work towards nationals here.
Well, we've had a lot of different tournaments and duels to kind of get prepared for this moment. And our guys have wrestled a lot of matches. Some of them, you know, sat out here and there because of injuries or because of this or that. But for the most part, most of them have wrestled anywhere from, you know, 15 to 30, 35 matches over the course of the year, being in and out of open tournaments, and then, of course, our head-to-head dual matches. So it's been kind of a long preparation. We start clear back in September, and then to roll all the way through the season to now be at this point heading into the first weekend of March in our national tournament. These guys have been through a lot, and they're seasoned, and they're ready to go.
This has been your first season as the head coach of the Hastings College wrestling program. Let's sort of kind of maybe recap that a little bit overall. How do you think things panned out here in your first year?
Well, you know, not bad. Inheriting what we got was, you know, a good group of kids, really. So a lot of talent up and down our lineup. But, you know, we just were behind the eight ball. Our kids were not quite ready for the season when it started, and we tried, you know, hard to train them really hard in the fall to get them ready. But, you know, when you don't do as much over the spring and summer as you'd like, and, you know, our kids all kind of scattered. So, but we really worked on putting things together, and the kids have, you know, battled all season long. I give them a lot of credit for, you know, adjusting to a new coach and a new philosophy and just a new way of doing things. And they've really latched onto that, and I appreciate that. But, you know, we had a good conference duel season. Of our seven duels, we went 3-4, picked up a few nice wins, and really for kind of the youth of our program and for a couple of seniors in our lineup, that, you know, that was a pretty solid season, because our conference is, especially just across the wrestling landscape nationally, that our conference continues to kind of improve every year, and this year was no exception to that. And, I've watched this league. I coached in it back in the early 2000s, and so, you know, I've kind of watched this, and in it, those gradual improvements have made things really tough on us coming in and trying to take it over and make a big splash in the first year.
Again, Chan Tepetet, Trulio Blanco all headed to the Nationals. That's going to be on March 6th down in Topeka, Kansas. Give us maybe just sort of a idea of what preparations they have to go through to get ready for this type of tournament.
Well, I think for the most part, all three of these guys have dealt with some injuries along the way, and we've kind of overcome most of that stuff. This week and next week in preparation for it, it's really just, you know, we're just kind of fine-tuning at this point. Get a couple of good heart conditioning days and working on a couple of little things here and there to just kind of set the tone and make sure that they're ready to go when we get there. But, you know, right now we certainly don't want to be breaking them down any. We just kind of want to work on fine-tuning a couple little technical things and then just making sure that their conditioning is at their peak.
I want to focus on, before we let you go here, Trey, the freshman from Grand Island. Talk about just what he is going to be able to, I mean, again, a freshman's heading out to Nationals. How excited are you what he might bring for the future of this program?
Well, Trey's definitely one that we expect great things out of over the next 3 or 4 years out of his career. But Trey is a very explosive athlete, a very powerful athlete, and, you know, a kid that's, you know, that's got the capability to really do some special things here at Hastings College. We're glad to have him and excited for the opportunity that he's had, because a month ago we didn't know if we were going to get this. Trey was laid up in the hospital and dealing with some with a burst appendix, and so now we're kind of dealing with getting him back on the mend, and what a credit to him to be able to bounce back this fast. And he only had one match in the second semester heading into regionals, so he's really kind of a tough kid, and we're expecting a lot of great things out of him.
Again, three Bronco wrestlers heading out to the Nationals here on March 6th. Coach Mike Shedwinkle has joined us here on the Hastings College Spotlight here at halftime of the Hastings College basketball broadcast. Coach, again, we appreciate you shedding some light on the wrestling program and focusing on these kids. Congratulations on the success that you've had so far this year, and we hope you the best moving forward here. Can't wait to talk with you again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Again, the Hastings College Spotlight brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Don't go away. The second half of the Hastings College basketball broadcast coming right up here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hello again, everybody. track announcer Steve Anderson with today's Daily Double results from Fonner Park. Brought to you by Willis Shoe and Boot and Outerwear of Grand Island, covering you from head to toe. Back with those prices, but first, this time out.
What's in a name? Reputation, that's what. That's why Willis Shoe and Boot represents the names in workwear and footwear that are going to help you get the job done. Dr. Martin, Keen, Rocky Boots, Timberland Pro, Wolverine, along with Carhartt and Walls Outerwear. Complete lines of both steel or plain toe work shoes and boots. All great names, but only one name you need to remember right now is Willis Shoe and Boot and Outerwear, north of the tracks, 379 North Walnut in Grand Island.
The second longest price on the board upset the apple cart in the opener this Saturday afternoon at Fonner Park in Grand Island. Here are the results of the early daily double. Winner of the first race, number 2, Pioneer Way, owned and trained by Kelly Martinez, ridden by her husband, Armando Martinez, got home in front and paid $20.80, $10.20, and $5.20. Second, the 5, Via di Roma, at $5.40 and $4.20. Bringing up the show was the 3, Beautiful Shoes, at $4.40. The 2-5 Exacta here in the opener, good for $135, and the 2-5-3 trifecta came back at $609.80. Winner of the back half of the double, and there was a scratch from the regional field of 6, take out the 2, Wildwood Aragorn. Your winner in race 2 was the 5, T. Thomas, Jordan Elysiak, the rider. T. Thomas paid $4.80, $3.20. Second, number 4, Boss Hog Who at $3.20. Number 6, Minimal Risk, completed the trifecta and returned $2.80 to show. Second race Exacta, 5 and 4, worth $15.60. And the 5-4-6 trifecta in race 2 came back at $46.80. The early daily double combined lucky numbers 2 and 5, that worth $104.40.
Daily Double results can be heard every live racing day from Fonner Park on Platte River Radio. Brought to you by Willis Shoe and Boot and Outerwear of Grand Island, covering you head to toe. I'm track announcer Steve Anderson. May the horse be with you.
It's your last chance to cash in at the Truck Month event going on now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Huge selections of 1,500, 2,500 crews and quads must go now. Free 3-year maintenance with each new Ram sold. Come visit Great Plains today, North Highway 281 in Hastings, where the service is great and the prices are even better.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Concordia, we're now tied up at 29 points apiece. Heiser getting a field goal in the opening possession for Concordia. There's a shot up there by Van Kirk of Hastings. The ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Quinn of Concordia. So we're in the second half now of our women's semifinal matchup here in the GPAC tournament. Hastings 29 and Concordia 29. Hastings has got the ball underneath their own basket. There's a Chelsea Morton. Their shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton gets the field goal for Hastings College. That's her first field goal of the ball game. The Broncos go back out on top by a score of 31-29. Concordia shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Quinn drives for the hole and her shot is up and in. Shelby Quinn playing today for the suspended Bailey Morris gets her first field goal of the ball game. And Concordia has come back to tie the score up at 31 points apiece. Hastings has got the ball now back in their offensive zone. We were tied up 5 times in the first half of play. Been tied up a couple of times already here in the second half. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. The Broncos turn away for the 7th time here today. There's a Tricy Pites with the ball. Pites gets it out of Becky Mueller. Drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson gets it away to Abby Jackson. Here come the Broncos. Jackson trapped in the far sideline. Now to Sierra Williamson. Sierra dribbles once. Now the ball tipped into the backcourt. We got a jump ball called here. And a timeout's going to be called by Drew Olson at the Concordia bench. They thought they had a jump ball, but Tracy Pites covers the ball up right here at the 10-second line. And Drew Olson calls the timeout here for Hastings for Concordia. 17-40 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Concordia 31.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward this afternoon. Hastings and Concordia still deadlocked at 31 points apiece. Good ball game here this afternoon. A three-pointer from the left side is going to be no good by Mueller. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Jamie Van Kirk with the ball as she trots it back the other way for Hastings. Drives the ball down the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Williamson on the baseline. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Mueller. Broncos cannot throw the ball in the ocean today, and Concordia is not much better. Neither team shot over 35% in the first half of play. It's tied up at 31 points apiece. We're about 3 minutes into the second half, and now Concordia has the basketball. Let's see. They say it was thrown out of bounds. The Bulldogs say it was tipped out. The officials don't agree, and the Bulldogs turn over for the ninth time here in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in. Antika Thompson unable to inbound the ball, so again, the timeout is called. The Broncos burn a TO here. 17:06 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Concordia 31.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
In the tournament today on the women's side, number one ranked Morningside beat Briarcliff 77-62. On the men's side, the first ball game, it was Midland knocking off third-ranked Dakota Wesleyan today at the Corn Palace by the score of 81-74. Hastings playing this ball game here against Concordia. And then on the men's side of things, Briarcliff will take on Morningside in the ball game that's just now starting up there in Sioux City. So the winner of this ball game will play in Sioux City on Tuesday night against number one-ranked Morningside. Hastings and Concordia tied up right now with 31 points apiece. Here's Jackson with the ball on the right sideline to Thompson, top of the key, looking to penetrate. Dribbles behind her back, takes it to the free throw line, gives it away now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk, here's a pass that's going to be kicked there by Pints. Jamie threw up an air ball from three-point territory in the first half in the student body section. Every time Jamie gets the basketball, no matter where she's at on the floor, the chant of air ball comes out from the student body section over there for the Dogs and the Dog Pound. And Jamie's not having a real good day today. She's got just 4 points in the basketball game here for Hastings College, but the Broncos are still tied. There's Van Kirk. She puts up a shot. She misses that one. And a foul is called on the rebound. Sierra Williamson battling for the loose ball, but we're going to have a personal foul called here on the Concordia. That's going to go on Kelsey Heiser, and that's going to be her first. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jackson gets it into Van Kirk. Her one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Abby Jackson. That's going to be her second. Jamie Van Kirk, we mentioned she had just 4 points in the first half of play. She was 2 out of 5 from the field, and she was 0 out of 1 on three-point territory. So she didn't take a lot of shots, just 4 points. But she's having kind of a rough afternoon today. You might want to credit the Concordia defense, though. Jamie has scored 33 points in the two ball games against the Concordia so far this season. They're still tied up at 31 points apiece. Here's a Quinn with the ball now for Concordia. Takes the ball to the paint. Jump pass comes to the near sideline. Driving it toward the goal is going to be Janovich. And as it knocked loose, it's picked up by Hastings. Here comes Michaela Berry back with the ball to Jackson. Jackson moves it inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Out to Michaela Berry. Berry drives it to the goal. The shot is up there. No good. And the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Concordia. It's going to go on Shelby Quinn. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Bulldogs here in this second half of play. Michaela Berry will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Berry's first free throw is up there. It's going to be good. That's only 4 points in the ball game for Berry today. That's her first free throw. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Her second one is up there and in. So the points are far and in between here. 33-31. Hastings leading by a couple of points here. 15-51 to play here in the contest from Concordia this afternoon. There's a Janovich with the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Quinn. They lob the ball to the right side of the lane. Wheeling in the paint. The shot's up there and in by Becky Mueller. Mueller's now got 9 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 33 points apiece here in this one. Hastings with the ball. Tika Thompson drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling away in. Tika, she's saving the day here for Hastings so far in this ball game. She's got 15 points. Personal foul is going to be called there on Concordia. With 15:29 to play. It's going to go on Pearson. That's going to be her third personal foul. Non-shooting situation. That's the third team foul in the Bulldogs. And in the ball game now is going to be Lehman. Going out is going to be Becky Mueller. Hastings will inbound with Jackson. Abby comes over here to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Van Kirk moves the ball down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Mary Janovich for Concordia. Janovich down the right sideline to Shelby Quinn. Quinn dribbles once. Gets it out between the circles to Heiser. Her shot over Jackson is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie racing the ball up the other way for Hastings. Down the right sideline. Michaela Berry drives it into the lane. Jump pass down to Jackson. Out to Thompson. Thompson into the lane. Takes it to the hole. Nice pass down there. And the shot is up and in. And she's fouled into play. Tika Thompson gets the assist. The field goal from Rachel Jolden. And she is fouled into play. Rachel Jolden will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is whistled on Jenna Lehman. So Jolden, who's a 63% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. A three-point play for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 36-33. That was a great pass down the lane by Tika Thompson, a little wraparound pass. And Rachel Jolden gets the field goal there for Hastings. And the Broncos turn into a three-point play. 36-33. We're about 5 minutes into the second half here in Seward this afternoon. Hastings out on top here in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. The winner plays at number one ranked Morningside on Tuesday night up in Sioux City. There's a Devin Edwards with the ball now. She's back into the ball game. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. Shot's going to be blocked. Blocked by Jolden. The ball is recovered here by Michaela Berry. Berry three on three back the other way. Her pass is intercepted by Edwards. Intercepted by Edwards. That's the ninth turnover on Hastings. Concordia with the ball. Here's a Gattier with it now. Double teamed in the backcourt. Gattier takes it to the far sideline to Devin Edwards. Edwards dribbling here against Abby Jackson. Gets into the hands of Gattier. Moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Back out here to Pearson. Dribbles once. Now to Devin Edwards. Edwards has a poke loose and is picked up by Thompson. Turnover number 11 in the ball game for Concordia. Thompson gets the ball ahead to Berry from the elbow. Shot good. Michaela Berry hits the jumper from the left side of the lane and a timeout Concordia as Hastings has opened up a 5-point lead. 13 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 38, Concordia 33.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's got it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Again, from the scoreboard today, on the other side of this bracket, it was Morningside knocking off Briarcliff by a score of 77-62. So the winner plays at Morningside on Tuesday. The men's championship ball game will be played in either... Let's see if he played in either Sioux City or Fremont next Tuesday. Midland today knocked off third-ranked Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 81-74. Briarcliff is playing Morningside in the second ball game. It just now got underway up in Sioux City. Hastings College has got a five-point lead now in 38-33. We're just under 14 minutes to play here in this basketball game from Seward this afternoon. There's a Gattier with the ball. She works against Jackson, moves it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Edwards. Nearly lost control of the ball. Gets it back under control and gets it to Gattier. She drives it out of the baseline, then loses control of the ball out of bounds. a turnover here on the Concordia. Down to the scorers table. Let's see. Five players in, five players out. The old Concordia line change here with 13 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of the Bulldogs this afternoon by a score of 38-33. Concordia has beaten Hastings twice this season, 68-65 and 82-75. There's a long pass ahead. They get it to Samuelson. She drives it. Shot to be blocked down, partially deflected from behind. And the ball is brought down here by Becky Mueller. Mueller now to Quinn as she runs her back the other way for Concordia. Down to Mueller on the far sideline. Bounce pass down to Tracy Pites with her back to the basket. Foul is going to be called on Thompson. TK Thompson picks up the personal foul for Hastings, trying to hold her out of there. That's going to be the third foul on Tika. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Quinn gets it in to a Tracy Pites. Back to Quinn out here. On the elbow, left side of the lane. Takes it to the far sideline. A jumper is up there. It's going to be no good by Mueller. And the foul is called on the rebound. A foul is going to go here on Mary Janovich of Concordia. And Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Janovich picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number five on the Bulldogs here in this second half of play. Broncos have got the ball in a five-point lead, 38-33, trying to beat the third-ranked team in the nation here this afternoon. Tika Thompson now to Abby Jackson on the wing. Jackson takes it down on the baseline. Double team. Their pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Well, the defense today has been pretty good by both teams. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench down here. On the near sideline, Thompson will get things in to Abby Jackson. She works out on top now against Janovich. Here's Samuelson, free throw line extended left side, dribbles once out to Berry. Thought about the three, now drives the ball down the lane, and running one-hander is no good, and a shot clock violation. That shot by Berry did not draw iron. Hastings got the rebound. That was Jolden grabbing the ball to the right side of the basket, but the shot clock expires, and Hastings turns the ball away. 10 turnovers on Hastings, 12 on Concordia. 38-33 is the score. The Broncos still have a five-point lead. Here comes Tracy Pites down the right sideline now for the Bulldogs. Picked up by Van Kirk. For Hastings, Pites moves it back to the center of the floor out here between the rings. They hand the ball away down to Shelby Quinn. Quinn picked up by Abby Jackson behind his screen. Quinn stops, gets it away. Here's Becky Mueller with the ball. Brings it back to Quinn for three. Shot is up there. It's short, no good. Ball comes to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. Bronco basketball for you today. You're on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Inbounds pass is intercepted. And it's intercepted by Janovich for Concordia. So the Broncos turn it over for the 11th time here this afternoon. Down to the left baseline is going to be Mueller. Out on the wing, down to Heiser. Heiser penetrates in the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Concordia back up as Pites are shot good. Tracy Pites gets the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 6 points in the ballgame, 38-35. Hastings with a three-point lead here in the second half with 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in this one. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball at the free throw line. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Jackson for three. Shot no good. Long rebound comes out to Janovich for Concordia. And now the Bulldogs can tie with a three-point field goal. Here's a Tracy Pites down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it in the lane. Kicks it back out of the wing in the left side to Heiser. Heiser gets around Van Kirk to the goal. She goes. Her shot good, and she's fouling the play. Heiser now with 11 points in the basketball game. And she'll go to the free throw line trying to make this a three-point play. Samuelson checks out. Here comes Holly Hilden into the ball game now for the Broncos. Kelsey Heiser, a 67% foul shooter for Concordia this season, will try to pull the Bulldogs into a tie. Her shot is up there is good. So the five-point lead disappears as Concordia scores five straight points. And we're tied up at 38 points apiece with 11:20 to play. Neither team able to get a run here in this basketball game here today. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball down the right side of the lane. Her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play. It just bounces out of there, but she's fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line down and shoot two. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Janovich. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Abby Jackson, the former St. Cecilia Hawkette, goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Jackson, an 82% foul shooter in the season. She is now 33 out of 40 from the free throw line. Next shot by Jackson is off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Pite. So Hastings has a one-point lead, 39-38. There's a pass to Janovich. She drives her shot, no good. Concordia wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Drew Olson is hot. Here's a Michaela Berry down in the left corner now. Holly Hill thought about the three. Drives it to the rack. Has the basketball knocked loose underneath the basket. The scramble is on. And we got a jump ball called here. A jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia. So Hastings turns it over for the 12th time here this afternoon. Holly Hill drives it from the left corner. And then it's knocked loose. So Concordia will get it on the turnover. 39-38. Hastings with a one-point lead. 10:50 to play. Here in the basketball game from Seward. Good basketball game here today. The winner moves on to play Morningside on Tuesday up in Sioux City. There's a Tracy Pines with the ball. Tracy drives into the rack. Good. Tracy Pines scored, and now Morningside has got the lead. Rather, Concordia's got the lead, 40-39. Here's Michaela Berry back for Hastings. We're approaching 10 minutes to play in this one. An entry pass deflected away from Jeldon. She picks it up inside the free throw circle. Out to Jackson on the wing. Abby drives it to the goal. Pass inside to Jeldon. Her shot is up there and in. Rachel Jeldon gets the field goal on the pass from Abby Jackson. Hastings back out on top by a score of 41-40. Down the lane is Quinn. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Shelby Quinn drives into the rack there, and the foul is going to be called here on Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul on Abby. Going to the free throw line is going to be Shelby Quinn now for Concordia. She's got 2 points in the ball game. A good foul shooter, 82% from the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's down 38 out of 46 from the free throw line this season. Into the ball game for Concordia is going to be Jerrica Pearson. Pearson comes in. Going out will be Mueller. We're tied up at 41 points apiece with 10:08 to play. Next shot is up there and in. Shelby Quinn will give Concordia a one-point lead. 42-41. Broncos come back with the basketball. Here's Holly Hill across the 10-second line. Down in the corner to Jackson. Abby holds it. Dribbles once. Comes out to Berry for three. Shots off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Heiser. Kelsey Heiser runs her back here for Concordia. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Throws it down in the corner. Janovich for three. Shot good. Janovich hits a three-pointer. And Concordia out on top now by a score of 45-41. Here's Michaela Berry back to the ball for Hastings. Dribbles behind her back. Gets it into the forecourt to Jeldon. Jeldon out to Berry. Down in the corner. Jackson has got the ball. Dribbles down the baseline. Back out to Berry for three. Shot is up there. No good. Jackson grabs the rebound in the corner. Abby has got the ball here for Hastings. Jackson looking. Now we got a timeout. Hastings, as Jackson was trapped in the corner. Concordia has come back to grab the lead here in the second half of play. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 45, Hastings 41.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the winner here will move on to the GPAC Tournament Championship next Tuesday in Sioux City against number one ranked Morningside. Both of these teams will be invited to play in the NAIA National Tournament coming up in the second week of March up in Sioux City. So regardless of what happens here today, both of these teams, their seasons will continue. Hastings College would like to win a tournament championship. They're trailing right now by a score of 45-44. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game as the Broncos come out of their timeout with a pass to Abby Jackson down to Berry on the wing on the right side, working against a man-to-man. Now to Van Kirk to Jackson for three. Shots way off the mark. No good. Another air ball. It's rebounded here by Jeldon, and she's out of bounds. So they set up that play, and Abby throws up an air ball from the left wing. And now Concordia's got the ball back here. The Broncos led in both of the ball games against the Concordia earlier this year, and they were not able to close out the deal. Hastings has had a couple of leads here in this ball game. In fact, they've had the lead most of the second half, but now Concordia is out on top of the Broncos by four, 45-41 as Pites dribbles inside. Now to Quinn, back to Pites, and a foul is going to be called on Thompson. Tika Thompson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. Thompson scored 15 points in the first half. She has not scored so far here in half number two. That's going to be team foul number five of the Broncos. So that's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Shelby Quinn looks to get things in. She does to Janovich. Open for three. Takes a shot of her. Very good. Mary Janovich has nailed a couple of three-pointers here in the last minute or so. And Concordia is out to a 7-point lead over Hastings, 48-41, the biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Thompson. She drives her shot good, and she's fouling the play. Tika Thompson gets the field goal. She is fouling the play here by Pearson. That's going to be her fourth. That was close. Tika Thompson to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. It's 48-43. Hastings now down by 5 points. Thompson will have a free throw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Pearson. So the Broncos back within 5 points, 48-43. Here comes Concordia. Heiser has got the ball on the far sideline, picked up by Van Kirk. Now to Pearson. Pearson now to Pites, and she drives the ball. The whole contact made her, and another blocking foul down there. This will go on Hastings. Rachel Gellman picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number seven on Hastings, so this will be a 1-1 situation now for Concordia. 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the game. Concordia 48, Hastings 43. Pints to the free throw line for the Dogs. Their shot is up there in the shot. No good. That's the first free throw of the day for Tracy Pints. She's just a 55% foul shooter on the season. She shot a lot of them, though. That's her 132nd free throw of the year. Next one is up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. And Concordia is now out on top of Hastings by 6, 49-43. Tika Thompson with ball, long pass down to Florida. Jeldon grabs it, shoots, and scores. Rachel Jeldon scores for Hastings. They break the pressure, and Jeldon was all alone. Jeldon now with 8 points in the ballgame, 49-45. Hastings back within four. Quinn moves it down on the baseline to Pearson. Her shot good. Pearson scores from 15 feet away on the left baseline, and now the Bulldogs are starting to warm up after they were miserable in the first half of play. Here's a Thompson down the lane. She shovels it off. The shot by Jeldon is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Heiser. Heiser's got the ball for Concordia. It's a 51-45 ball game. Hastings down by 6 points here. Where the ball is going to be Janovich. Janovich now to Pearson. They move the ball down here in the corner. That's Heiser with the ball. Back out to Pites, top of the key. Pites moves it to the right side of the floor. Hands away to Pearson. Takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon gets the ball away to Jackson. Jackson to the far sideline. The ball is saved there from Tika Thompson from going out of bounds. Into the hands of Berry. Now to Tika again. Tika drives the ball against Pites. Out to Berry for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Jeldon has it. The ball is loose here on the near sideline. That's picked up by Concordia. Picked up by the Bulldogs. That's a Pearson with the ball. Pearson now to Shelby Quinn. So Concordia's got the ball. They have a 6-point lead. Under 7 minutes to play here in this one. GPAC semifinals driving for this hole. It shines up there, and Mary Janovich takes it from the right corner to the goal, and she scores. 53-45. Hastings trailing here by 8 points now. Here's Tika Thompson to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. The ball's recovered again. Recovered again by Pites. Tracy Pites with the ball now for Concordia into the fourth court. Concordia has their biggest lead of the ball game now. In fact, this is the biggest lead for either team here in this one. 53-45, Concordia leading Hastings in the GPAC semifinals here this afternoon. On the right side is going to be a Janovich with the ball. Gets it inside to Pearson. Shot is up there, no good. Pearson with a rebound. We got a timeout called here by the Concordia bench. So they call a timeout. Kind of an awkward place to call a TO. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 53, Hastings 45.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign.
Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. So Concordia has now opened up a 53-45 lead over Hastings College today. If you're just joining us, the Broncos led at halftime by a score of 29-27. Right now, Concordia is on a 13-4 run over Hastings College. So a 13-4 run for the Morningside Mustangs, or not for Morningside. I'm thinking ahead here. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings 53-45, a 13-4 run by the Dogs over the Broncos. Hastings getting a little rattled down the stretch here. Neither team shooting the ball real well. Concordia is starting to warm up. In the first half of play, Hastings hit only 35% of their field goals. Concordia was at 23%. Concordia's gotten hot here in the past couple of minutes, especially during this little run here. 13-4 run by the Bulldogs, and now Concordia will play things in. As we approach the six-minute mark, here's a Pites with the ball as she works against Tika Thompson. Pites now drives it, stops with her back to the basket now. Gets the ball away, driving for the hole. A shot is up there by Mueller. No good. Rebound Hastings. Broncos have got to come up with some rebounds down the stretch here. Abby Jackson with the ball now to Thompson. Tika Thompson drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tika Thompson scores again for Hastings. She's been our savior today. 19 points in the ball game for Thompson. She had 15 in the first half. 53-47. Hastings down by 6 points. There's a Pites with the ball now for Concordia. Pites at the elbow. Comes out here between the rings now to a Kelsey Heiser. Heiser puts it on the floor. Bounce passing will be kicked here by Van Kirk, and a kicking violation on the Broncos. Concordia has been very tough here at home. They are 14-1 at home this season. 56-7, their home record over the past four seasons. They have been tough to beat here. Concordia's got the lead right now. There's Quinn driving for the basket, and she's going to be fouled into play. Foul into play here by Jackson. That's going to be her fourth. So Abby picks up her fourth personal foul. Shelby Quinn to the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. Next shot by Quinn is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia, but what do we have? That's a lane violation, I think, on Concordia, so the basket didn't go anyway. Hastings will play it in here in backcourt. Broncos are down by 7 points here, 54-47. There's a Jamie Van Kirk with the ball here in backcourt. Van Kirk has not scored so far here in the second half of the play. Tika Thompson to Michaela Berry. Cross-court pass to Jackson. Gets away as she drives into the hole and then misses the shot. She got around Pites. She fell down on the play. It was a great move to the basket. Then Abby Jackson misses the shot. The jump ball was called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:59 to play in the game. 54-47. Concordia's got a 7-point lead. Jackson looking to play things in. Looking, and finally, at the count of four, she gets it in and turns the ball away. Tracy Pites with the interception. The Broncos turn it over. Concordia has got the ball now with under 5 minutes to play. With a 7-point lead, 54-47. Mueller has got the ball for Concordia, drives into the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Williamson. That is the third block of the ball game for Sierra Williamson. Sierra now with 33 blocks this year. Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Quinn will get things in to a Tracy Pites. Now to Quinn. Takes it to the hole. And we got a charging foul. And Quinn, Shelby Quinn, gets hit with an offensive charging foul. She runs over a Bronco, taking the ball to the basket there. That's going to be turnover number 13 in the ball game for Concordia. Hastings will play things in. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone here against Heiser. Jamie Van Kirk penetrates down the lane, puts it up there one-handed and scores. Now we need Jamie to warm up. That's 6 points in the ballgame. That's her first field goal of the second half. 54-49. It's been a terrible day for our leading scorer, Jamie Van Kirk. Mueller takes the ball down to the baseline, and the foul is going to be called here on Thompson. And Tika just picked up number 5. Tika Thompson has just fouled out of the ball game, and she has been our only offensive threat here today. Thompson fouls out with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by 5 points. Thompson leads with 19. So Tika Thompson comes out of the ball game now, has a word with the official here on the near sideline, a little friendly conversation. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Holly Samuelson. So Tika Thompson fouls out, 4:13 to play in the game. The free throw line will be Tracy Pints now for Concordia. Pints looks up there. Her shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Hastings. So she misses on the front end of the 1-1. Long pass down to 4. Over the head of Van Kirk. Michaela Berry's long pass was way over the head of Jamie Van Kirk. Turnover. Hastings, their 14th of the ball game. 54-49. Concordia has still got a 5-point lead here in this one. There's a Mary Jamovich with the ball now for the Bulldogs. Gets to the Quinn. We just went by the 4-minute mark here in this one. Hastings still down by 5 points here in regulation. Quinn down to Pints on the baseline. Drives the ball toward the goal. Reverse layup is no good. She gets her own ball back. Comes out here to Becky Mueller. Moves to his left. Fires a 3 and hits it. Becky Mueller hits a 3 ball from just to the left of the circle. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings again down by 8 points. 57-49 with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in this one. And the Broncos again turn the ball away. Too many turnovers here for Hastings in the second half. They've got 15 for the ball game. 57-49. Hastings down. Here's a Quinn with the ball. Drives it down the lane. A pass there. Shot by Mueller. No good. The ball is poked right in the hands of Jackson. Abby Jackson. Long pass ahead. Michaela Berry. She drives it. Cut off. Now to Williamson. Gives it back to Berry out here at the top of the key. Michaela Berry entry pass to Van Kirk, and she's fouled on a play by Heiser. Heiser picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her second. And that's going to send Van Kirk to the free throw line for Hastings. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 57-49. The winner plays at number 1 ranked Morningside on Tuesday. Van Kirk at the free throw line is shot good. She is the number 1 free throw shooter in the conference, hitting 89% from the line this year. That's her first free throw this afternoon. Jamie will get one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot good, so she nails a couple of free throws. And the Broncos are now within 6 points again at 57-51. Still plenty of time, just by the 3-minute mark now as Concordia comes into their zone. Pints moves it down to Heiser in the corner. Heiser throws up a 3. Her shot's going to be up there. No good, but another offensive rebound for Concordia. Tracy Pints grabs the board. Pints now works in the lane. Kicks it out here to Pearson. Her long-range jumper is no good. Rebound Samuelson. Holly Samuelson with the ball for Hastings. Samuelson runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Holly Samuelson on the right sideline. Samuelson gets the ball into the hands of Van Kirk. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. And Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. Becky Mueller picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. 57-51. Hastings down by 6. Van Kirk to the free throw line for the Broncos. She'll have a couple of shots here. This one is up good. 3 out of 3 from the line today for Jamie Van Kirk. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. Van Kirk will have one more shot. It's up there. That one is good. Now Hastings needs some stops on defense. 57-53. Hastings within 4 points. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this one. Heiser has got the ball now for Concordia. Dogs will run some clock here, I'm sure. Tracy Pints has got the ball out here in 3-point territory, just hanging on with it. Down to Mary Janovich. Still 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Janovich dribbling with the ball against Jackson. Janovich moves it to the far side. Heiser with it, takes it to the basket. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Jackson has got the rebound for the Broncos. Racing back the other way for Hastings into the offensive zone. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Out here to Sierra Williamson on the wing. Bounce pass inside to Van Kirk. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Van Kirk back to the free throw line for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Pearson. And I think that's number 5 on her. Yes, it is. Jerrica Pearson just fouled out of the basketball game with 2:01 to play. She'll leave with 6 points. Now Quinn comes into the ball game. Pearson will check out. Van Kirk will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. She's in double figures now with 10 points. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Van Kirk, she has been quiet most of the day today, and now with the game on the line, she has hit 5 out of 5 free throws. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. The Broncos are back within 2 points. Timeout. 2 minutes and 1 second to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 57, Hastings 55.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
So Jamie Van Kirk has hit 6 free throws down the stretch here in the past 1 minute and 32 seconds. And Hastings all of a sudden has closed the gap to 57-55. Winner plays at number 1 ranked Morningside on Tuesday night for the GPAC Tournament Championship. Both of these teams will move on to the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City coming up the second weekend of March. So now what looked to be grim for a while there at 57-49 with 3:33 to play. Hastings has come back now thanks to Jamie Van Kirk's free throw shooting. And the Broncos within striking distance now at 57-55 with 2 minutes and 1 second to play. Hastings applying some pressure now in backcourt. Here's a Shelby Quinn with the ball. Dribbles behind her back as she works here against Abby Jackson. Gets it into the offensive zone here. Comes to the near side, out on top, now to Janovich. Janovich picked up by Berry. Long pass goes inside to Pites, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Van Kirk. Jamie picks up her second personal foul, and that's going to send Tracy Pites to the free throw line. And she is 1 out of 3 from the line today. That's the 19th foul on Hastings. A 1-1. Sean is up there and in. Dice will get another shot here. That makes the score 58-55. Hastings down by 3 points now. As Tracy will have one more. Sean is up there and in. So Tracy Pines hits a couple of free throws. Now 59-55. 2-possession ball game. 1:44 to play. Hastings with the ball. Michaela Berry. Her pass up the floor to Samuelson. Now onto Jackson. Abby moves to her right. Dribble penetration down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and no good. And the rebound comes down to Mueller. Mueller gets the ball now to Shelby Quinn. So Concordia's got the ball with a 4-point lead, 59-55. 1:23 to play. Shelby Quinn with the ball. Quinn, left side of the floor, just dribbling with the ball. Chasing here is going to be a Michaela Berry. Shelby Quinn, just dribbling with the ball, still on the left side of the floor. Then she finally gets rid of the Janovich. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Janovich down in the corner to Quinn. Back inside to Pite. Shot is up there. No good, and she's fouling the play. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. Concordia uses the entire shot clock there, and then they get to the free throw line here with Tracy Pites. So she hit a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. And now she'll have 2 shots here. Van Kirk hits 6 in a row for Hastings, and now Pites to the free throw line again. This shot is up there and in. So Pites has now hit 3 free throws in a row with 1:05 to play. She'll have another shot right here. For the Bulldogs, looks up there. Tracy's free throw is up there, and it rolls off of the front iron. It is no good. So it's a 60-55 ball game, and now the ball tipped out of bounds, but it's going to be Hastings ball. It happened right in front of the student body section over there. And now Holly Samuelson being roused by the players over there. She will try to play things in. And she finally gets it into a Berry. 1 minute to play in the ball game. Hastings down by 5 points at 60-55. Here's Van Kirk with the ball behind his screen from Berry. Jamie Van Kirk down the lane to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. The foul here is going to go on Quinn. That's going to be her third. So now 48.9 seconds to play. Hastings trailing Concordia, the third-ranked team in the country at 60-55. Van Kirk back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. Free throws by Jamie Van Kirk have been the only points that Hastings has scored in the last 2.5 minutes. They've been without a field goal. Now we got a timeout here. 48.9 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. Concordia 60, Hastings 56.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward this afternoon. You're listening to Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. So Hastings has not hit a field goal since back there at the 333 mark. We've had 7 free throws from Jamie Van Kirk, and that's been our offensive production down the stretch here. Broncos still within striking distance at 60-56 with another free throw coming up here from Van Kirk. 48.9 seconds to play here in this one. The winner plays at number one ranked Morningside on the Tuesday up in Sioux City. So Jamie Van Kirk will have another free throw for Hastings. She's 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. The shot good. And Hastings now trailing by 3, 60-57 with 48 seconds to play. Pressure by the Broncos here in backcourt. Concordia will play things in. Janovich with the ball. She's double-teamed. Gets it to Heiser. Heiser puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles down the left side of the floor now. Gets it in the offensive zone. Brings it back to the center of the court now. Out to a Tracy Pites. Pites bounce pass goes to Heiser. 35 seconds to play. In the ball game, the Broncos are down by 3. Hastings needs a turnover here. There's a Tracy Pines. He drives the ball to the rack, throws it down in the corner to Quinn. Back out to Heiser for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Unbelievable. Kelsey Heiser throws down a 3-pointer. She's got 15. 63-57. Concordia's got the lead. There's Van Kirk for the ball. Jamie spins at the elbow, kicks it out to Michaela Berry. Her shot for 3 is good. Berry throws up a 3-pointer. Timeout, Hastings. Michaela Berry, a 3-pointer. She's got 10. And now it's a 63-60 ball game. And we got a timeout. Hastings with 11.8 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout. 11.8 seconds to go in the ball game. Concordia is 63, Hastings 60.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up, we'll have our player of the game and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. 11.8 seconds to play. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 63-60. Each team have 10 team fouls here in this second half of play. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia in the event of a timeout. So Concordia will inbound the ball here in backcourt with a Tracy Pines. Hastings needs the ball. Pines a long baseball pass down the floor. It's grabbed there by Janovich. She drives, shoots, and scores. Ball game over. 65-60. Here's a long pass down to four. Berry shoots for 3. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to a Mueller, and a foul is going to be called with 2.5 seconds to play. Janovich gets a breakaway layup to make the score 65-60. Now the Broncos committing the personal foul. And that's going to send Becky Mueller to the free throw line. Mueller's got 12 points in the ball game. She's 5 out of 6 from the line. She'll have 2 shots here. Becky Mueller will go to the line. Her shot is up there and in. Becky Mueller will have 1 more. It's now a 66-60 ball game. Next shot is up there. Good. 67-60. There's a shot by Berry at the buzzer. No good. And Concordia moving on into the finals. Concordia Bulldogs beat Hastings for the third time this season. Final score of 67-60, and they do it without their all-time leading scorer, Bailey Morse. Who was suspended for the ball game. She'll be back for the championship game next week. Concordia beats the Hastings College women's basketball team today in the semifinals. Final score of 67-60. Back with a recap after this.
This is FFA Week, Future Farmers of America. And on 1230 KHAS, we're airing special reports from the Brownfield Network on FFA, presented exclusively by the Aurora Cooperative, Growing Opportunity.
Young people are the future of agriculture. The Aurora Cooperative is helping to secure that future by offering scholarships to students enrolling in ag-related college majors for the 2015-2016 school year. Graduating seniors as well as current college students qualify. A total of 10 $500 scholarships and 5 $1,000 scholarships will be awarded. You can find more information and the application at auroracoop.com or inquire with your guidance counselor. Deadline for application is March 13th. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
So what do you want to do with your life? FFA helps members discover their career paths. Hello everyone, I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield Ag News. This is National FFA Week and a great time to recognize the important role FFA plays in career exploration. FFA classroom activities include math and science, as well as hands-on work experience and the development of life skills, helping members discover their career path and realize success. Collectively, FFA members earn more than $4 billion annually through their hands-on work experience. Members participate and learn advanced career skills in 47 national proficiency areas based on their hands-on work experiences, ranging from agricultural communications to food science and technology and turf grass management. Join us in celebrating National FFA Week.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Concordia this afternoon in Seward. Hastings College drops one to Concordia in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament today, 67-60. The Broncos going to fall to 22-8 on the season, and now they've got to wait for the NAIA National Tournament up in Sioux City coming up the second weekend of March. Concordia, they improved to 30-2 on the year, and they move on to play Morningside for the tournament championship. Next Tuesday, Concordia has reached the 30 wins for the fourth time in the program's history and the second time under ninth-year head coach Drew Olson. Hastings ended up shooting only 34% for the ball game today. They were 20 out of 58. Concordia was 19 out of 57 for 33%. Both teams were 5 out of 21 from three-point territory for 23%. The Broncos, 15 out of 18 from the free-throw line for 83%. Concordia, they hit 24 out of 29 for 82%. Concordia out-rebounds Hastings 44-38. Hastings had a total of 15 turnovers in the ball game today. Concordia had 12. 7 blocked shots for Hastings, including 5 from Sierra Williamson. 5 steals for the Broncos. Concordia had 3 blocked shots and 8 steals. The score was tied 10 times. We had 8 lead changes in the ball game. The biggest lead for Hastings was 5 points with 11:43 to play in the first half. The biggest lead for Concordia was 7 with 6:51 to play in the second quarter. But again, Concordia making the plays down the stretch. Hastings didn't shoot the ball well enough to win today. 67-60. Concordia wins it here this afternoon. For the Bulldogs, they got to 15 points in the ball game today for Kelsey Heiser. Knocked down a couple of big threes down the stretch. Becky Mueller, she had 14 points in the ball game and 10. For Mary Janovich. The other scorers here for Concordia, you had Devin Edwards score 3. You had 5 points from Shelby Quinn, 2 for Jenna Lehman, and 6 points for Jerrica Pearson. So again, leading the way for Concordia was Heiser with 15, Becky Mueller with 14, Tracy Pites with 12, and Mary Janovich had 10 points today for Concordia. For Hastings College, they got 19 points from Tika Thompson, but 15 of those we're in the first half, and then she fouled out with 4:13 to play in the ball game. Thompson leads the way with 19. Jamie Van Kirk ended up with 14 points today, but she had only 3 field goals. The other scorers we had, Michaela Berry, end up with 10. Elsewhere for Hastings, Chelsea Morton had two. Abby Jackson had 3 points today. Holly Hill had 2 points. Rachel Jeldon had eight. And Sierra Williamson had 2 points in the ball game this afternoon. Hastings College drops one to Concordia today, 67-60. Stick around. The player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
So again, Concordia knocks off Hastings today by a score of 67-60. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Tika Thompson leading the way for Hastings with 19 points in the ball game today. Jamie Van Kirk had 14 points. Michaela Berry had 10 points. Sierra Williamson with five block shots in the ball game today. She scores a couple of points and also had eight rebounds in the ball game. All candidates for our Player of the Game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College will be Tika Thompson. She was our offensive threat in the first half, and she scores 15 of her 19 points in the first half of play. Ends up scoring a 19 for the ball game, 7 out of 12 from the field today, 3 out of 3 from three-point territory, 2 out of 3 from the free-throw line, pulls down three rebounds, scores 19 points, had one assist, a couple of block shots, and two steals today, but she fouls out with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Tika Thompson, our player of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
So Concordia knocks off Hastings here today, 67-60, as Hastings head coach Kerry Hostetter will join us in the post-game show. And, Coach, your feelings on the basketball game to get started here.
Well, we just made too many mistakes at the end of the game. Left guys wide open for shots, and our goal at the beginning of the game was to make sure that we win possessions. And same thing happened to us the last time we played them down the stretch. We just don't win enough possessions.
Hastings College again, not a whole lot of offensive production in the second half. They've gone a 13-4 run, and then we went about 2.5 minutes with only getting free throws from Jamie Van Kirk. I think she had 7 of them during the stretch, but no field goals during that time.
Yeah, they play help defense really well and clog up the lane pretty well. We had some kids that probably passed up some shots that were open. We also had, you know, one of the reasons why we've been playing so well and being able to score the ball is we've been able to make some shots. And, we didn't in later in the game, in those stretches where we didn't score for, you know, 3-4 minutes at a time, in games past, we were knocking those shots down. So it's one of those things where, the pressure got us a little bit out of sync offensively. We kind of had to just play basketball rather than come down and run a set. And that probably threw us off a little bit because we haven't done that for a really long time. Haven't seen that kind of pressure. Our game plan entirely changed because Bailey Morris didn't play in the game. So defensively, we schemed, obviously, the entire week for her. And then she's not in the game. So that threw us off a little bit. And then I thought after 5 minutes or so, I thought we settled in a lot better and kind of acclimated ourselves. And then, like I said, late in the game, too many errors defensively for us to allow them to win that possession. And some costly turnovers late in the game that against a good team like Concordia, you can't turn it over.
We didn't shoot the ball real well in the first half of play, and then we made those mistakes in the second half. Were we rattled in this ball game or what?
Yeah, a little bit. A couple things that happened that maybe we didn't expect. Like I said, their best player wasn't playing, which we didn't expect. And the second thing is because their best player wasn't playing, they decided to pressure us, and they haven't done that for about the last three times we've played them.
Hastings drops one here today, 67-60. Now you've got to play the winning game. You got all the way until the national tournament coming up. Obviously, we'll play in that thing coming up, but now you got the long wait. What's the game plan for the team? Do we take a few days off, or do we go into the preparation mode for the national tournament now?
I haven't really thought about it. I was hoping we would play on Tuesday, and that was the next thing up. So we'll have to talk about it as a staff and figure it out and go from there. I'm assuming we'll take a day or two off, but we can still, this team can still get a lot better, and we need to get a lot better. We've got kids that work really, really hard, and they've done a great job of putting themselves in a position where they can make the national tournament. We've got to continue to keep getting better and better, and there's a few things that, both on the offensive end and the defensive end that we need to be better at if we want to make a run in the national tournament.
Okay. We'll see you here in a few days up in Sioux City.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, see you. That's a Kerry Hofstetter again. Hastings College dropping one here today to Concordia by a score of 67-60. On the other side of the bracket, on the other side, it was a Morningside today beating Briar Cliff by a score of 77-62. So Concordia will play at Morningside on Tuesday. In the men's game, it was Dakota Wesleyan today losing to Midland 81-74. The second ball game is underway between Briar Cliff and Morningside. So that'll wrap things up from Seward here this afternoon. A tough goal for Hastings College. Did not shoot the ball very well today. 34% from the field, 23% from three-point territory. And they commit way too many turnovers in this ball game to stay with a team like Concordia. 15 turnovers in the ball game here today. And Hastings drops one to the Bulldogs by the score of 67-60. Next action coming up on Monday, we'll have the B5 District Basketball Tournament for you from Grand Island as Adams Central will take on Hastings High. Tigers today picking up a win over the Holdridge Dusters in the play-in game by a score of 50-27. So Hastings will play Adams Central Monday night at 6. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. For Bailey Crowe, my producer and engineer, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Seward.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.